This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For as much disarray as there is on the consumer side of the vaccine story right now, who's eligible, how do I get an appointment or one for my parents, where do I have to go, how long is the wait going to be? For all of that, it's definitely not neat and tidy on the business end either, including at smaller independent pharmacies. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra takes us to Camden, New Jersey.
At the corner of Haddon and Kane Avenue in Camden, you'll find a donut shop, a discount store, a barber shop, and a 90-year-old business called Bell Pharmacy. Inside, it's basically a big open room with the pharmacist in the back behind bulletproof glass. And there are all these pharmaceutical artifacts on display, like glass apothecary bottles and an old-fashioned scale on the floor that says, "Weigh your fate," in black letters.
You put a penny in, it used to give fortunes, we can't get them anymore, but the scale still works.
That's Tony Minniti, the head pharmacist and owner, who's showing me around. We walk into a small room off the main pharmacy. This is where they'll happen, the COVID vaccinations. Minniti has been mapping it out in his mind for weeks.
In this area here, we're probably going to have an intake desk with likely either the pharmacist or one of the pharmacy students, making sure all the patient paperwork is in order.
Then they'll direct each patient to a vaccine station. He points to a few tables set up around the room.
One, two, or three.
After the shot, patients will go back to the main room and wait for 15 minutes.
It seems like it's just so easy. People come in and get a shot, right?
But yeah, it's not.
Every little detail's got to be worked out.
Making sure he has enough PPE for staff, and that he has enough staff to run the pharmacy and do vaccinations. He's trying to hire nurses to help.
Because when we go online with our scheduling system, we have to have all the time slots. We have to have those manned before we even start scheduling.
But he can't schedule appointments yet anyway, because
right now, we don't even know when the vaccine is coming. It could be tomorrow. It could be a month from now. We don't know.
His vaccine distributor keeps pushing the delivery date. Last he heard, it was going to be March or April. Also, he doesn't know which vaccine he's getting or how many doses. And then there's this. Bell is a community pharmacy, and Minniti, who lives in a nearby suburb, wants to make sure he's vaccinating the people in this community, known as Parkside. Most of the people who live here are Black. Black Americans are more likely to get COVID and die from it, and they've been vaccinated at much lower rates than white Americans. Minniti, who is white, has partnered with local churches and community groups to get the word out. Here he is in early February on the phone with Sheila Green. She does community outreach for a group called Parkside Business and Community in Partnership.
Yeah, well, hey, Tony, it's good to talk to you, of course.
Green has been talking to residents about the vaccine, and she tells Minniti this is partly about trust. People have questions.
Like, well, who is Pfizer? Who runs Pfizer? Who runs Moderna? Who runs Johnson & Johnson?
She tells him he should also be thinking about the people who can't come to the pharmacy.
How do we get the vaccine to them?
Right.
There are some that may be bedridden. There are some that may be just, you know, locked down in their houses. There's some that's too far.
I talked to Green the other day. She's also worried about Parkside seniors. Many are having trouble signing up for vaccine appointments.
A lot of the people that live here are people that have been here since the mid-50s, and they're older. So when they have to go online and have to sign up, you know, it may be a little bit difficult for them.
So she says her group will soon go door to door, talk to residents, answer questions, and help them sign up for a vaccine wait list at Bell Pharmacy. And here's the key thing. Before anyone makes an appointment, they'll have to say where they live. And the pharmacy says it'll vaccinate residents of Parkside first. Green has lost people to COVID, her friend's husband, her aunt. It's weighing on her.
I hate for the phone to ring because somebody's going to tell me somebody died. I don't want to watch the news because I keep seeing numbers that get bigger and bigger and bigger.
This work is keeping her going. As for Minniti, he's ready to get started. And he's nervous.
You know, there's very few times when you have the ability to really do something where your community is really, really depending on you.
He doesn't want to mess it up. So he's constantly going over all the details in his head. And he'll probably keep doing that, even after those vaccine vials arrive. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.